Welcome back to the Word for Life radio ministry of the Brookside Baptist Church. We're located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. That's a suburb of Milwaukee. And I'm Pastor Greg Huffman, counseling pastor and the senior citizens pastor at Brookside for the last couple of years. It has been my privilege to meet some wonderful people at our church. And with me in the studio this morning is Mrs. Mary Hertel. And she is just an exciting member of our church. It's really a thrill to be able to hear how God has been working in her life and in her family. And Mary, you have just shared with me in the past just some aspects of growing up in a different faith. You were never in the Baptist church in your earlier years. And boy, something drastically changed because now you are and you're very active and you're involved in helping folks come to Christ and helping folks with biblical issues as far as counseling is concerned. And that's exciting. But we'd just like to maybe hear your testimony as to how the Lord worked in your life to bring you to Himself.
Well, first of all, I was born into a very strong Catholic family. We are Irish Catholic by background and grew up in that family and then was educated 16 years in Catholic schools. And then immediately after high school at age 18, I went into a Roman Catholic convent. So the next 6 years were an even more intense training in the Roman Catholic faith.
Sure.
And how to live fully committed to God as a nun.
Mm-hmm.
So when that training took place, I was well taught in the Roman Catholic doctrines. I was well prepared to teach them to children, and I did that. And then in 1969, things were changing very rapidly in the Catholic Church as a result of what's called a council. And this was Vatican Council II.
Okay.
The Catholic Church made a lot of changes, and there were arbitrary rule changes that were very disturbing to me because I didn't understand why they were happening.
Right.
What my background involved was exterior training. So I was learning how to be holy by how I handled myself and trained myself by a lot of rules,
right,
including convent rules. And then when those started changing, I became a little confused and questioned why this was going on. So that caused me to take advantage of what was called a leave of absence. So that would allow me to question whether or not I had a real vocation to be a nun.
Right.
And that didn't bring me out of the Catholic Church because I was a very strong, committed Catholic, and I valued that background. So I lived another 18 years as a Roman Catholic.
Mm.
1 year after I came out, I met my husband, who also came from a very strong Catholic background. And so when we married, we were committed to working in our Catholic parish churches.
Sure.
And
yeah,
teaching children. We both had education backgrounds. So that went on for 18 years. And then at age 44, we began also at this time seeing that there were some people that were really living in a way that was different. And it didn't seem to be something that was directed by rules and a program they were involved in.
Okay.
So this was really
kind of caught your attention then, didn't it?
It really did.
Yeah.
And those same people started inviting Bernie and I to Bible studies.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, we had just received a Roman Catholic Bible, and we had not read the Bible before that. This is 1988. So this is the first year we had a Bible in our hands, and we really didn't understand a lot of what we read. So we decided that going to these Bible studies was a pretty good idea, and we were still committed to our Catholic Church. But when we went to the Bible studies, we started noticing that things in the Bible were different from the way we had been thinking, and some things contradicted what we had held so tightly to as beliefs.
And I think Bernie had even trained to be a priest, hadn't he?
He had. He had not become a priest. He was 4 years in seminary training here in the Milwaukee area.
Right.
Yeah, I had been in Cleveland, Ohio in my training to be a nun, and I did take final vows for a year.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have that kind of a background, but both of us were really starting to look differently at things as we tried to read our St. Joseph Roman Catholic Bible that we had been given through our parish. And that parish church was giving all the confirmation teachers. Confirmation is one of the seven sacraments in the Catholic Church.
Mm-hmm.
And those teachers were now able to use the Bible as one of their textbooks. So this was completely new, and God really used this to start showing us His truth.
Now, was this one of the changes in the council?
Well, in that council, there was a more of an open door, and it was more acceptable now in the Catholic Church, which had previously not wanted the Bible in the hands of the people historically,
right,
or even wanted the Bible in the common language historically. But now they could use the Bible. They were still dependent upon the interpretation by what's called the magisterium, which is the ruling body of the Catholic Church.
Okay.
It's the Pope and the archbishops and the bishops and the priests.
Right.
And so there was still a dependency for interpretation. But as we went to these Bible studies, we were with people who had a great comfort in reading the Word of God and in just understanding it for what it said. And this was totally new to us.
I imagine, having trained as a nun, it was just really surprising to find out that some of the things you were trained to believe, you didn't see in the Bible.
Absolutely. That's so true. We not only didn't see things there, but we saw contradictions to things that we held to. And having had the background of both being in the convent and then also having 17 years of marriage where we lived serving in our Roman Catholic parishes, we knew for certain we were sinners, but we also knew that there was sin in others, even when externally they looked like they were all okay.
Okay.
And I think you can imagine this example, living with 400 women when I was being trained to be a nun.
Right.
We knew things that were going on beneath the surface, and what looked so good on the exterior, even dress hid so many things. What
right.
looked so good on the exterior did not reveal what was going on in the reality of the hearts.
So when you began to question things that you'd been taught because of things that you were now understanding in the Bible, did you begin to feel like maybe you were being disloyal to your church?
Yes, because there was a great commitment to our Catholic faith. This is now 44 years of our life. As you know, in the Catholic Church, there's infant baptism. We were baptized at a very early age. And so from that point on, we were considered members of the true church,
mm-hmm.
the one true church, and we were being directed by whatever the practices of that church were.
Right.
My family was very conservative, and my husband and I were very conservative. We did not have Christian friends, really, until close to the time that we started reading the Bible.
And started going to these Bible studies.
And started going to the Bible studies, exactly. And certainly hadn't discussed faith with people prior to these Bible studies.
Now, were there folks then in the Catholic Church that knew you were going to the Bible studies?
Only really the director of the religious education program that we were working under at that time. We didn't discuss that with the people that we went to church with and had a social life with. That was something that we were a little careful about, because there were even great cautions at our church, even announcements in the bulletin, to be careful about allowing the children to go to any kind of youth groups at a Christian church.
I see.
And so we were a little careful about that.
And you had children by this time?
Yes, we had three daughters, 15, 13, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not know that they had already been exposed to a completely different way of life as a Bible-believing Christian. We did not know that yet. Two of them had already accepted the Lord before we had.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They probably were a little bit frightened to share that with you.
Well, they were concerned we wouldn't understand, but they were very excited when we came to a point of saying we were starting to question things. But we didn't want to lose the unity in our family. The external control does produce a kind of unity, and that I was concerned about losing. But when we shared that, our two older daughters were very excited about that. And one shared about her friends at school that she was with, who were a great example for us to watch. They were making good decisions, things like modest dress and right behavior for dances and
right.
holding to commitments like signing a form saying, I will not partake in any alcoholic or any kind of drug kinds of situations if I'm in this athletic activity.
Right.
And they were making commitments to do that and knew that many were not. So these were very encouraging to parents. What parent wouldn't want that?
Oh, for sure. So as you went to the Bible studies, was there an opportunity to ask questions and be involved in discussion of the questions that you were having about what you'd learned?
Well, yes, there were definitely opportunities. And we also recognized that there was a lot of truth in common, in the sense that there was a very strong belief in the Catholic Church that Jesus Christ is God. He is the God-man who died for our sins on the cross.
Right.
there was a lot of truth about things like there is a Trinity, there are three persons and one God. And so a number of things we were feeling very comfortable about, but it was actually when we got to the book of Hebrews that we started asking our questions. And Hebrews opened up a great deal to us. It's written about Jews that try to go back to practicing their Jewish religion after Jesus Christ has ascended into heaven. But it said so many things about the practice of repeated sacrifice. And it said so many things about how priests would minister daily and that there was a sacrifice once for all. And it just sounded so clear that everything was finished when Christ died on the cross. And that was very confusing as I looked at what I believed as a Roman Catholic.
Which is exactly what Jesus said on the cross. It is finished. And at that very moment, then the veil that separated the holy place and the Holy of Holies ripped in two from the top to the bottom. And just as a testimony that God was saying, okay, the sacrificial system is done because my sacrifice, my son, has been made on the cross. And how exciting it is to see from the Word of God, not something that some man wrote, but something that God sent to us, that we need to make some changes in what we believe. So as you and Bernie went home, you talked about these things. Was there any pressure at the Bible study for you to make changes and make new decisions?
Actually, no. And that was a huge blessing because the people were very loving and welcoming. And a comment was even made at one study that I never forgot. When something isn't clear to you, trust that this word of God is the truth. God does not lie. But that if you don't understand it, give it time, and in time, he will show you if you truly desire to know what he's saying. Mm. So when that was given very graciously. And for Bernie and I, we had to wrestle with, is this Bible the truth?
Well, we have reached a point that we need to bring this broadcast to a close, but you have brought us to just a very exciting point in your lives and in your testimony. And so we certainly want to pick up with that testimony on our next broadcast. But let me just share with you that may be listening to us this morning. If you are in the same situation that Bernie and Mary were in, and you're beginning to just have some questions about things that you have been taught and trained to believe down through many, many years, you can trust God. You can study his Bible, his word, and you can come up with some right answers. So I would encourage you to begin opening up the word of God. Start with the Gospel of John and just begin to understand who Jesus is and why he came and how the lives of people who met him were changed. And so until the next time, we trust that God will work in your heart and life, draw you to Christ if you need the Lord, encourage your heart to witness to those who do as well. Till next time, may the Lord bless you in a fantastic way.